Many tutorial team BC y'all say it's horrific. Emmy is probably the best stunner in game and can be the heart of the team in some cases. The main thing that determines that is how you'll play and your cards, which is what you'll go over in this video. Moon and Fool can be useful, but will need to be rerolled. Same goes for Moon and World. The world will slow you, which will be a detriment to how you'll play Amy, but it still can be useful. Figure out where the team and the X is. Determine whether or not it's better to stick with more people or at least to avoid the X targeting a vulnerable player. Because the X is chasing the main pack of players, Yang should always go to the X and stun them during chase. This will save your other team's cooldowns and health since Amy's stun is near instant. The card's ATM are World and the Emperor. The Emperor balances out the world slow, but again, this is not what you want and will be rerolled. Amy's main stun will have her in her stunning state for around 5 seconds max. You can use this to your advantage and catch the X off guard with a stun if they're not careful enough. Her second stun hammer throw is something that you can hold forever. It'll be useful for predicting the X's movements and possible snipes. The Strength and the Fool will instantly need to be rolled as the Fool's speed is not enough to outweigh the Strength card slow and nullifies. The Strength's 5-second stun because of the Fool's passive. Follow where the X goes, try to always know where they are going and know who they'll be nearest, but going after. If you cannot find them or if they use something like God's Trickery, focus on the icons to determine who his priority is when looking for the person bank chest. Listen out for sounds that indicate the X's direction. I will say this now, always go for these two cards. The Sun and the Fool Sun and the Emperor, the passive healing is too powerful to replace, and you can heal other people with it. The World and the Fool, same thing as the World and Emperor, but now you're a bit faster and have less stun time. Damn you, Sonic, you made me get hit. Always go towards a cream or a metal Sonic to protect them. They are valuable characters to have on a team. If one gets targeted, you'll lose a lot more value and no longer get their large benefits. To protect Cream, I will jump before using Hammer Hit. This makes me do Hammer Bounce, making me a flying hitbox and gives me a lot of mobility to get away from the X if I must. The Sun and the Fool, no doubt these two are the most powerful duo. This helps you get towards the X faster and the less stun time can actually help you get more stuns in after the X recovers, making you more annoying and giving you more stuns for your rank. I found Cream just in case the X goes after her. I also found her due to her healing sound effects, making me want to go towards her direction. As you can tell, Amy's hammer hit can be held for a while. This will hit the X upon contact instantly, making this amazing for cutting off the X during chasing or straight up interrupting them like I did just now. Hammer throw can also be used like a shift lock, allowing me to face angles to see my surroundings and hit nice jukes before throwing it. Always keep your in-game camera settings to max 120 and always zoom out, especially on mobile. Always try your best to shut down the X charge or shut down the X before they start a chase like I did here. Areas like these make it really easy to predict X with your hammer throw, as you can tell. If you get hit before hitting them with your hammer hit, use the boost to get to them and stun, then run away. After reaching max HP from a cream, stay away from her healing area so she can get out of healing faster and so she can run just in case the X appears. Rage mode is active. Stay low dot when shutting down chases. Disengage with X as fast as you can with hammer bounce. Because of the full speed boost, I can juke the X if I need to. I want to pick up my hammer because an Amy without a hammer during Reg is bait for the ex. I also want to stay near Cream. They clearly went to use their rage mode to get rid of Offer Chow at the least. If that happens, her healing will go down to 5 instead of 10. Revive then disengage. Line up your hammer throw. Every stun counts, and if you lose the hammer without sitting the X, you'll be too vulnerable. I'm staying back till I heal to 75, aka the max. Now I have to try and shut down chases as fast as I can before rage mode stops. Rage mode can be beneficial for more stuns for your rank. The X is chasing me now. Use your speed boost from getting hit wisely. Try to waste as much time as possible for your team and so you can heal and possibly tank another hit. That was a horrible mistake. I have to disengage after I get revived and stay low until I heal to the max. Use hammer bounce as efficiently as you can, especially during rage mode to keep your distance. Figure out the Axie's location before he kills Cream or me. Found them. I'll try to shut down the chase. I missed God Buckskin, damn it. Sonic has been helpful and is doing what I'm doing. God, always try your best to shut down chases with whatever stunner you are. During the ring spawn, I always try to get caught at least one more stunning before Eve. You shield as well. When a survivor is fragged, use hammer bounce to stop it. If you can't, use hammer throw.
You fucking bitch, you killed our fucking Cream. You hoe, I will curse you and your entire bloodline till the end of time.
That is how you play Amy. This should work on all devices. Hi.